All right, Shaudi.
Hey, y'all!
Welcome back to Talk to Ty, the podcast. And this is Spill the Tea Thursdays. I have a special guest, guys. Y'all guess who this is? This person is my little sister.
Hey, guys.
This is my little sister, Alex. Alex, you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Alex. I am Taki's sister, baby sister. I don't know. I guess we can get into all the nitty-gritty later.
Yeah, we'll get into all of that.
So, tonight is Spill the Tea Thursdays. Y'all haven't been here. I wasn't here all last week. So, let me tell y'all, life has been hitting, okay? That's why I wasn't here last week, all right? Because
life just been life
kicking my ass, all right? So, I wasn't here last week. As you can see, I have this shirt on this week, Stronger Together, representing breast cancer awareness. I just want to take some time to say, to give my... See the type of shit that happened? To give my deepest condolences to... the family, my school director, her name is JoJo. She lost her fight with breast cancer this past week. And so I just want to take the time to give my deepest condolences to her. So that is what this shirt represents. Okay. So let's get into some things. How was your week, Shawty?
My week was cool. You know what I'm saying? It's been cold as hell. So I've just been trying to like
chill,
get my shit together. I need a coat.
Y'all know
where the
DMV is cold.
No, it's been going from 80 to 40.
Yeah, the weather has been...
And everybody getting sick in the process.
Everybody's sick. But you know Grandma in the hospital?
I did not know that.
Yeah, Grandma in the hospital. Yep. Washington Hospital Center. You need to go see her.
Yeah, check on your family.
Yeah, she might be coming home tomorrow, though. So okay. Keep her in your prayers.
I'm going
to
call her.
So, this is Alex's first time in the room for Spill the Tea Thursdays, okay? So, on Thursdays, I do just that. I talk shit about what's going on in the media.
Oh, I like to talk shit.
Or about what's going on in my life.
Oh, there's so much shit going on, actually.
It's a lot of shit going on. Is there anything in particular that you want to talk about before we get into the menu?
Anything in particular
that's bothered you this week that you just want to...
Honestly, the story about the girl... in Mexico.
Oh my God! Yes.
These braces.
What's her name? Let me look this up. Hold on.
I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't want to say her name wrong.
Because you got it on your phone. That shit there is disturbing.
You know, I feel like it kind of can speak to like a lot of shit that goes on now, like with fake friends and people who cover up shit, like and think shit not gonna get out.
They told her mother that she died from alcohol poisoning. Now, I didn't see the video.
I didn't either, and I don't want to see
to see it. I did want to see it because I wanted to see exactly what happened and how they did it. But I didn't see the video, but I do know that they said she had a broken neck and, like, head trauma.
Her spinal cord was cracked. Now, alcohol
poisoning.
You know
how bad they had to beat her?
It's so fucking sad. It's so sad. And I'm trying to find her name.
It is some... And people ask me why I don't want to make no new friends. I'm cool with the 4-5 I got.
But
bitches want to do something to me, then, oh, well, it must be my time to go. Because, listen...
We don't know if those was her long-term... You know,
well, she shouldn't have been going out of the country with him if they weren't.
But I'm... Very true. Very true. But
she should have been going with someone that she trusts. She's young.
She's my age. I don't think I'm like old, but I'm saying like at a certain point, you know what I'm saying? You have, it depends. I guess it depends on like where you've grown up or what you got around you. But like for me, I've had the same group of bitches around me since like middle school.
Yeah.
So it's like if any of them bitches were ever on some funny shit, I would peep that shit from a mile away.
Yeah.
But I can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't speak to other people's experiences. Like, we don't know if those was her friends since middle school or high school or whatever.
It just shouldn't have happened.
No, definitely not.
It should not have happened.
Definitely not.
This girl was murdered.
Yeah.
She was murdered. That ain't no accident. Like, she was, you murdered her. Like, and then lied about it. Like, at least you should have some sense of consciousness to people say, listen, we for her. We be, this world, oh my God, it's just, I can't. And then,
Robinson's mom, Salamandra, says,
How you pronounce it?
Where is it at? Shanquella. Shanquella Robinson is her name. Say her name, Shanquella Robinson. And not only do I want to talk about that, but I was going to get into this later into the show, but the University of Virginia shooting.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a sad day.
The world has gone to shit, okay?
Where you can't send your children off to higher learning without worrying about if something of this caliber is going to happen. Now, I watched the interview with this, with the
the victims' families?
Not with the victims' families. With the guy who's being accused of committing this heinous crime, allegedly, right? This gentleman, his father, was saying that he was being bullied. He called his father with some complaints of him being bullied. So, I don't know what this is, but we have lost 4 young black men. And nobody can explain why. Nobody knows why. 3 can't speak.
Right.
One is that can. We don't know if he ever will.
Yeah.
Because if what he says is true, who knows what those traumas were like? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? To and it's no excuse to take a person's life. It's no excuse to take a person's life. But this, we got to do better. We got to do better. I'm so hard on my boys about bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, listen, if you're not going to say something to stop the situation, when you know that it's wrong, remove yourself from the situation and get somebody that will.
Exactly.
Don't be a part of the problem, be a part of the solution. That bullying shit is not cool.
I don't think, but I also, I mean, not to defend any bullies or anything like that, but I also believe that a lot of times people don't think that their actions are bullying. So when they are accused of being a bully, it's like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, bully me? Like, a lot of things that people do, maybe they say something to belittle you or say something to, you know what I'm saying, make you feel bad. A lot of people don't realize they're doing it, and the person that it's affecting, it's hitting them hard. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's a tricky situation, because I also feel like enough, all the conversations that we've had about bullying and how it affects kids and how, you know what I'm saying, how that alters your mind, like you said, we got to do better, because it doesn't make sense.
Kids are cruel now.
Oh,
kids
yeah.
are cruel now. If
oh,
you yeah. don't have anything nice to say, just don't say it. That's how I feel. And I don't even know if these young men were the target to what he did, because he allegedly went on a bus full of the football players and just started shooting. So these young men could have not had anything to do with whatever he was experiencing, and they lost their lives. And that's not fair. So, you know, my deepest condolences to the family of the ones who have lost their lives. There are no words to explain. Like, I can't even imagine what their parents felt getting that phone call. I don't even know how this happened. It's just a really bad situation gone wrong. Yeah. And I am a pro-gun person, okay? I am, because there's a lot of talk about, oh, the gun laws this, the gun laws that. Listen, I'm a pro-gun person, all right? If you're able to get a gun, okay, cool, right? I don't think that we should take away our right to be able to bear arms. I feel like you should have that right.
I agree.
For cases like this, and for cases for people who are not supposed to have guns, and then they want to run up on you, right? I'm not changing that. But I think that maybe another level of screening maybe could come into play, or which wouldn't even have affected this situation because the guy's never had mental health issues. So
I understand, not to cut you off, but I understand what you mean about the screening and stuff. But we gotta honestly, like, be fucking for real. There's not going to be a time where we can regulate this shit ever. So
at all,
when it comes to shit like this, we have to talk to our brothers, yeah, our sisters, our nephews, our, you know what I'm saying? We have to talk to everybody who we can to, you know what I'm saying? One, let them know that they're loved. Two, let them know that whatever you're going through over there, like, yes, it's affecting you, but
there's a safe place.
Exactly.
There's a safe place to let it all. I even think about, you know, I have to school AJ a lot on, like, naval history with him joining the Navy and things that have occurred while being on watch. You know, when I was in the Navy, I was actually stationed in Norfolk, Virginia. At the time, I was on duty the same day that this event happened. Mm-hmm. A contractor with an expired license came up aboard a ship. I'm not going to say what ship. Mm-hmm. Looking for his girlfriend. And he shot and killed the petty officer to watch, which you guys don't know, but he shot and killed people that were standing watch. The topside rover ended up killing him, but only after being shot. Mm-hmm. So he shot the person that he killed the person that he intended to kill. He killed somebody else, and then the topside rover killed him, right? But was in critical condition. They survived. But that's just a horrific experience. So, like, it was, like, such a big thing for us because it's, like, we're peer side in the United States of America. So, like, we only expect things like this to happen when we're overseas, exactly, or when we're in ports that we just don't control, right? But this happened at the biggest naval installation in the world. That's so scary. It happens, people. It happens. It happens. So just have these conversations with your children, please.
Like, see where their mental space is at. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay to talk.
We be fucked up as adults. Oh, exactly. Like, I be struggling 10,000 things as an adult woman. So I text my son every day, yeah, like, are you okay? How are you? What's on your mind? Are you safe?
Yeah. You know, also, I think it is, like, a lot of times adults feel like kids don't have stress. Like, kids don't, they don't, you know, the shit that we stressing about bills, when our assignments are due, you know, reports due at work, literally anything, the fucking pipes are bursting, yeah, in the house.
Bills being paid.
That shit is, like, so big to us that it engulfs us. But we forget about kids, like, their daily stressors. Like, right now, my sister is at Banneker. And I remember when I was at Banneker, it was terrible. Like, I fucking hated it. Like, I hated it so much. It was so much work. It's the pressures of trying to get into a good college, trying to get a 4.0 even. It's an academic school, so everybody there is smart as shit. And so, like, when you're in it, you're kind of like, damn, this is that shit. And then you're doing the work, you know what I'm saying? You don't perform well. And this is when, like, grading scale was fucked up. So 100 to a 95 was an A, right? Mm-hmm. 94 to an 88 was a B. So anything less than 88, you're looking at C's, D's. Mm-hmm. I'm like an 80% student, you know what I'm saying? So I'm getting C's and D's and shit, and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is this? Stressing me out.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that to say, like, that a grade, that shit was, like, really traumatizing. Exactly. Yeah, so, like,
that was your thing.
So talking to your kids just about little shit that you don't even think might even be a thing for them, it probably is
a thing,
and
yeah,
it's probably affecting them really bad to the point where they don't know how to move forward, or they don't know, like, dang, is this going to be the end? Like, had I known it was just a fucking grade, and you know what I'm saying, I'm not even going to be doing the things that I thought I was going to be doing in life. Like, wow, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. But in that moment, you're engulfed in it, like, you're just traumatized in it. But talking to your kids, talking to your fucking friends, like, it helps. Even if you just ask them,
having a healthy conversation is good.
Yeah.
And we didn't, you know, black communities, everything is hush hush. Yeah. So having those healthy conversations is important. It's definitely important. Moving right along. Tia Mari.
Oh my God. Real quick. No. I want a yes or no answer.
What?
Do you think that her and her husband got divorced because he cheated?
I don't know.
Y'all can't tell me.
So I'm going to go with yes.
Okay.
I'm not, but I don't think that was her determining factor in leaving.
I mean, they've been together for fucking ever. I think it probably just like...
So I watched the playback today. This was really big. It's all over the Shade Room. It's all over Hollywood Unlocked, right? Where she's talking about her marriage. And she's speaking about it and she's comparing it to a curriculum in college and how you go. You have a curriculum. You have to do all these steps and you grow during this process only to have a graduation, right? And the graduation is the separation, unfortunately, if it doesn't work out, right? And then she says that, you know, not working out doesn't mean you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So I'm conflicted about this whole situation with Tia. I'm going to tell you why. Mm-hmm. I am a married woman who is separated, right? Due to a plethora of things that happened throughout my marriage. Okay. I get where she's coming from. We as women, we fight and I fought to hold on. But it's hard to fight when the other person is not willing to fight with you. Mm-hmm. And because we stay or we develop a habit of dealing with the bullshit, they think that we will never leave. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what happened here.
Okay,
I think that she dealt with a plethora of issues. Not to say that she's perfect, right? Because we all got our shit with us.
Yeah.
But I think once she married him, at some point in their relationship, marriage started to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The goggles came off. You really start to do the work. Because whether you want to believe it or not, marriage is work. That shit is a daily job, right? But you both have to be in it to win it. You both have to choose each other. And I think she got to a point where she was exhausted of not being chosen back.
Mm.
And he never expected for her to get there.
That I can agree
with. And she got there on his ass. And when he looked up and realized what the fuck was going on, it was too late.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now you gotta eat that shit. And... Do I think that she wanted to divorce her husband? Absolutely not.
No.
But I do think that she got to a point where she said, you're not going to continue to fucking play with me, nigga. I do think that. And I think that that's what happens in a lot of relationships. Some point at the end of that marriage, she started finding herself. Because there is a glow about her. And there is a gleam. I don't think that she's happy, but I do think that she's free.
Mm. Mm.
And that is different. I do think that she's at peace.
That's what her sister said.
I don't think she's happy.
Shit,
I'm telling you, I do not think that she's happy about this divorce. I believe that she loved that man and she truly, genuinely wanted to spend the rest of her life with him. Nobody gets married to get a divorce.
She's driving the bus stop or some shit, right? Of course she wanted to
married to get a divorce, exactly. Right? You get married to spend the rest of your life with somebody.
Unless you get married for like...
other shit. Most people are getting married to... And I still believe in marriage. I still believe in black love. Even though my shit is fucked up, I still believe in it. But I do believe that us women have to... At some point, we got to choose us. It's okay to choose the family. See, this is the thing. Tia, I see it because I know what it feels like. She put up with all she could put up. She made sure that she crossed every T and dot every I so when she was ready to go, she could do it peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
She could do it in such a way where she, not only is she going to be okay, but she's going to help other women going through what she do be okay. She's going to tell the truth about what happened. Probably after their divorce is finalized.
Definitely after it's finalized.
Because it's not finalized yet. Yeah. She's going to tell that shit. She's going to capitalize off of that, Marjorie. You better know it.
And I do agree. I'm pretty sure it is a laundry list.
She going to tell it.
She had, I don't know if you've seen it, she had put like some eyes underneath the post about, it was like a meme or some shit that was talking about being a breadwinner and blah, blah, blah. She put some eyes under it.
Can you imagine? matching.
But the thing is, like, thinking about it.
And he's a nice looking brother now.
He is. And I feel like now he's probably getting a lot more recognition and, you know, into acting and all that other shit. Like, he's in All American. Do you watch that show? All American?
Yeah, I did watch it, but I haven't watched it lately.
I was saying to my best friend earlier today, I said, I feel like he got a better chemistry on that show with his co-star than he does with Tia in real life. But that's just what you see on the fucking, you know what I'm saying, internet.
Yeah, I think he has a good chemistry with everybody that he acts with, though. Every movie that I've seen him with, he's done good. I like him as an actor. But I'm happy for her.
Yeah, no, saying I'm always happy for a woman. I'm fucking
happy for her. I know what that shit feel like. I could promise you, she still go home and cry.
Oh yeah, I would. I would too.
She's still going through the motions. She probably still be like, should I take that nigga? All that.
Yeah.
But baby, it's something about that peace. That's on that woman. A lot of people are conflicted about it. I don't think you can speak on marriage unless you've been married. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. Unless you've been married and divorced or currently married or have been married for a long time. We'll talk about years. All right. It was 13 years this year. We made 13. Unless you can talk about, but I've been separated for one. So we've been together and married for 12. But unless you could talk about, you can't talk about marriage unless you, but it's different. It's a sensitive subject. It's a sensitive topic. And you just, when you're done, you're done. You know, I look at even Lala's situation and what she said in her interview. I love me some Lala. I listened to her interview. She was like, listen, some people go back for seconds. She said, that shit ain't for me. I've been there, done that. It's cool, but I'm good. And I understood that too.
Yeah.
Like, I understood that because I'm trying to get out of a situation, and it's difficult. It's not as easy as it was to get in it. It's even harder to get out. And you
it's,
know
it's
we
not
come,
a boyfriend girlfriend
I ain't rich
you know
yet
yeah.
Hell, so like if this shit take off,
yeah,
and my business hit six figures, when it hit six figures, like, we ain't got no prenup. he ain't signing no papers. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he see what God about to do with me. You know what I mean? So, and I think that he know he fucked up. But I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? And this ain't even about me and my husband. I love my husband. Still to this day, that's the father. We have a beautiful son together. He was influential in the life of my oldest son. I ain't gonna say he raised him, but he if he could have raised him, he would have. Mm-hmm. And he was around, you know what I'm saying? So, like, he's a good man. He just ain't the man for me. And that's okay. I fought a good fight. He didn't want to fight anymore, so I chucked up the deuces. Now I'm on the other side of leaving. Mm-hmm. And I'm going through hella shit. Life is kicking my ass right now. But baby, the peace.
Yeah. It's
cool. That peace
is needed.
That peace hit different. So, if you're watching this, sign the papers. And I still love you. And I want to see you win. Because I want to win. And then we can win together. And then our son will have two winning parents.
Hey. I like that.
Okay.
That positive
energy. Let's do that. So, I mean, it's okay. I understood her whole diploma, and you know that you got the ceremony, and you got to part ways. You know it didn't work. I'd rather be a part and happy than to see my kids with somebody married because we got kids, and my kids growing up thinking that that's what the fuck they
exactly.
got to do.
Because that's a cycle. Kids
absolutely.
Do that and they pay attention. And they
I'm not doing that. To each his own, but all them people that's married, oh, we got kids, or we got time, we got history. Cassie was with Diddy, what, 10 years? How many years Cassie
long
was with Diddy?
Long ass fucking time. I don't even know.
9 years Cassie was with Diddy. Yeah. 9. She met a man the first year. The second year of now her being, he made her a wife and a mama.
And a fucking man.
Are you kidding me? Now he with a city girl. Get the hell up out of here. And Young Miami, yes, you go, girl.
This
but
all the cars,
he looks
all
happy
the
with her. He seems to be happy
with any fucking happy. Body. It's Diddy. The nigga has money for days. He can be happy with any fucking body.
No, you, that, well, I don't know.
Give me a rich ass nigga. I will make that nigga happy too. Fuck out of here. Niggas, they don't give a shit. That nigga's gonna be fine wherever.
I'm gonna be there one day. We're gonna talk about it when I get there. We'll figure it out. You go, Tia. Good for you. Okay. And you too, Young Miami. Good for you too.
Good
girl.
For you, fucking Young Miami. City Girls up 1 million.
Do that.
Okay. Next on the list. Escape. I need y'all to get some understanding.
Oh, okay.
I need y'all to communicate.
Something's off.
Something's and hear what all of y'all say. Do. That's what I mean. What the hell wanna? What? First of all, congratulations.
Yes.
Y'all definitely deserve the honor. Okay, that you received at the BET Awards. I'm super excited to watch that.
That is funny.
I don't know what happened before this, but I'm assuming that somehow, some way, communication was lost. And
no.
Tasha showed up. I did. She texted their stylist.
There was no communication lost. It was those three and it was her.
But why would they do that?
Obviously, they don't fuck with her.
But why? Like, for this moment was about all of
yeah,
them. It wasn't just about...
But here's the thing. Here's my take from it. Like, y'all, all of y'all were in cahoots saying there's no dress code, there's no color, but come all in the same color.
Yeah.
Then leave her out. So now all the blogs are attacking her. Like, damn, this bitch
but can't baby, Tasha direction. Looked the fuck good.
She
y'all
looked,
had her
she looked great.
In the
she
green.
Great.
She gave the best red carpet look to me, baby. I'm just saying. The girl should have wore green. Out of all three of them?
I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, here's the thing. Unpopular opinion, don't give a shit. I love Tiny.
I love all of them.
I love Tiny, but I also loved her look the most.
Tiny is botched up real bad.
Not her body. I mean, her body, that's here, no, there. See, Tiana must love it.
Sometimes.
So, hey.
I mean, I ain't, listen, whatever, baby.
But I like the look the most.
I love Tiny. I love all the ladies. I know, I see it. I'm going to plug it in here.
Okay.
But,
that's terrible. That's embarrassing though. Like y'all are a group. Y'all are supposed to
keep going.
Y'all are supposed to be a unit, a fucking unit.
Yeah, that's like did her like that.
That's like me and my friends showing up to a theme party and the fucking theme is Scooby Doo and a bitch come in something from Powerpuff Girls. Like, come on, y'all made her look like she is not a part of the group and that's fucked up. I've also been seeing like the comments from like Candy and like Tiny and
okay
shit.
So this is let's get into the shade, okay?
It's something going on behind the scenes.
Let's get into the shade. Let's get into the freaking shade, okay? So first it started off with the looks.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I don't know what I guess some words was exchanged. I'm gonna assume behind the scenes. Words was exchanged. I guess they're planning this tour. The promoter, did you read that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so the promoter that so you know how when you do a tour, y'all might not know, but when you do a tour, you'll have different promoters in different cities.
Right.
You might work with one promoter in half the tour and another promoter in the other half. So this particular promoter who has most of their shows allegedly threatened Tasha's husband on their last tour. So they're using a promoter that they used previously.
Right.
And Tasha doesn't feel comfortable doing the tour dates with that particular promoter.
Why the fuck would they do that though?
Because she doesn't want to have any tension between her and her husband. I totally understand that. I totally get that.
Yeah, obviously, but what the fuck with her group mates?
I don't know. I guess this particular promoter brings the coin.
That's right? Tricky. It's very tricky.
I think that's why they chose to go with him again, but this guy must have worked with them several times before with tours.
In the goddamn world. Okay.
So that was that. That's why she says she's not doing the tour. Now, honey, they shading the shade because I seen when she did the little preacher voiceover and then I seen with Tiny and it was singing and the softest place on earth and Tiny was singing her part.
Yeah.
And then I seen what Tiny posted. You know, we can't even enjoy our moment. Right. And it's just, the ladies are lady.
The girls are pointing, guys.
It's real catty. But I'm going to say this, and I hope that maybe someone could bring this clip to the attention. Life is short. We just watched a very iconic group split up.
Yeah. Rest in peace, thank
God. Over what? Nobody really knows, right? But I can almost guarantee you it's something that could have been fixed. I can guarantee you it's something that could have been fixed if they chose to fix it, if they chose to sit down and talk about it. It could have been fixed. In that time of separation, one of them lost their life tragically and senselessly. An unexpected death. And now everybody in the group is feeling an overwhelming amount of hurt and pain and wish they could have did it differently and wish I should have and wished I could have and if I had one more chance and if I did. Listen, it's important to tell your people that you love them because we know not what time we will be pulled from the shelf. Oof. We do not know.
That shit still gives me chills.
We do not know. I am still very much flabbergasted by the loss of this amazing, young seems man. Like an amazing young man.
God-fearing young man as
oh
well.
Oh my gosh. And my deepest condolences to, you know, his family, his friends, his loved ones, Migos, the whole QC family. Like, I just can't imagine. You know, I just can't imagine. So I say that to say, when you have these groups that are bickering and not speaking and doing all of this, right? For what?
Like, really, really for evaluate.
What? Over what? You women have a lifetime together. What you build doesn't even exist anymore. Is it really worth, if one of y'all, God forbid, were called, huh? What would truly happen? Like this sometimes, and I get the respect. I get all of that. The loyalty, respect, mm-hmm. and all of that. I get all of that. That's ego shit, though. Mm-hmm. That's ego talk, right? Because at the end of the day, if you could be without that person, cool. Like if you could really be without them, though. Like if they died today or tomorrow, you could be all right. This girl's sister, her and her sister are bickering. Let's take escape out of it, right?
Yeah.
Let's take escape out of it. Let's take Tiny and Candy out of it for a minute. Mm-hmm. These girls are sisters. And they're not speaking. God knows if one of them packed, the other one would be losing their mind. Right.
But I mean,
we gotta do better.
As much as you really want to... You know, obviously tell people.
We gotta do better.
Sometimes shit has to hit the fan, unfortunately, before people understand the severity of really what they're doing. Shit.
Tasha, go on that tour, girl.
Go on the tour, but get that promoter.
Go
shit,
on the
okay?
tour. Ladies, change the promoter. Tasha, go on the tour. Shut up! Your fans deserve it. Life is short. It might be your last one. Migos can never.
There will never be Migos anymore. Ever.
Perform again. It'll never be a thing. I think back to like the TLC and when all that shit was going on and how the egos and stuff got involved with them and how they were falling out and then Left Eye goes on this retreat and finds herself and loses her life.
Life is too
much. And the last conversations were arguments and this and that. You know, it's just, you just never know.
You never know. That's why you don't go to sleep with ill will, you know what I'm saying? Like ill intentions.
Nothing more for everything that I'm doing to take off.
Yeah.
I want it to prosper. I want it to be huge. I want to be able to do for my family, my friends. I want to be able to pour into other people. But there is a cost to fame.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's One, it's your sanity. Two, it's your fucking...
You gotta be strong.
Self-respect. Or it's your fucking friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never easy. It's never easy leveling up, period.
No.
But I feel like a lot of times people kind of forget why they got to where... Why they even started what they were doing. Right. You know what I'm saying? Same, like, with Amigos, like, with Escape. But, like, a lot of times people lose sight. And sometimes they lose sight and can't get back in time.
I agree. You can't get it back. I think about, because last year, I don't know if it was last year or the year before last. I think it was last year. The year before last or last year, I went through something with my friend group. One young lady in particular. And how I felt like the rest of my friends just chose that side.
That's right? A weird feeling too.
So... And I felt like they chose that side because they didn't say anything to me. But I'm so strong, and I never needed a group of friends. I really didn't give a shit. Did it hurt my feelings? Yes. But I knew, like, I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
And I knew that it wasn't my loss at all. You know what I'm saying? I knew I wasn't losing nobody at all. It didn't stop it from hurting my feelings, but I knew that... I'm the same, like, I'm good with it. I'm going to be me regardless.
Yeah.
And so now I look at where God is taking me and what I'm doing and who's in my circle now.
Exactly. Who's around you now? Who's still with you?
And I'm okay. When I tell you, it's less than my fingers.
And that's, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
I can shut my eyes. I feel like with the women... And I swear it's about six and one man, Marco. I could sleep on $1 million and wake up and it'll still be right there in front of them. That's how I feel. So I just, God has a way of doing things. And there's no bad blood. There's no harsh feelings. Conversations could be had. We ain't never got us to talk again. I don't give a shit. But I wish them that person the best. And yeah, I'm doing, nothing stopped with me. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, like, I'm still who I am. It's just, sometimes you just got to see who you're dealing with. And that's completely okay. Yeah. But it's not like, I love that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I genuinely loved that person. But once you show me that you don't love me back, I can leave with peace.
Yeah. That way you know, like, and I'm giving everything that I can. If it's not reciprocated, there's no point of me still giving.
I just feel like if you can't end it with peace, then a conversation needs to be had. There's still feelings involved. Things need to still maybe be talked about. And you still love each other. There's still some love there.
I have conflicting feelings about that, because I fell out with a really, really good friend that I was friends with since, like, fucking elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't fall out with my friends, because I feel like my friends are my family.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do anything for you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You need somewhere to stay. I got you. You're my friend. You're my family. So I also feel like when friends take advantage, or when you feel like a friend is not being a friend, fuck that shit. Yeah. Like, I get what you're saying, too, but, like, Life is too short, one, to be taking on other people's energies and stuff for you. I am currently talking to someone who is helping me understand, like, you know what I'm saying, who you want to surround yourself with, who you let into your space. Like, that takes up a lot of your, one, mental capacity and your energy. And when you let people with negative ass energy around you, that shit is a fucking aura around you too. That shit weighs you down.
It does.
So fuck all that shit. Like, I get it. That was your friend. Fuck that shit. On to the next one.
But this is her sister. I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like there's still a lot of love there.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't doubt that at all.
With these group of ladies that... But sometimes and they've been enough. Through a lot.
Sometimes it's not enough.
Sometimes it's not. I just hate that they can't... Given that they're receiving this honor, and that they decide at some point, knowing that they were getting the honor, they said, okay, we're going to do a tour behind this. And it's not all of them.
Yeah, that's fucking weird, though. That's weird.
You know? And they've been through this before. They cut a record without Candy. They did a whole album without Candy. You know what I'm saying? When Candy was doing her own thing, they've been through it before, but it's just like.
But it's not like, it's not like she's doing her own thing. It's y'all can't get y'all shit together. So this is what the outcome is. It's different though. It's different this time.
Can't be riding along this time, child.
Well, let's hope and pray that it goes well this time. And hopefully she comes back with, and they bring her back with open arms and get rid of all that weird ass energy.
Hopefully. So Donnie is running again in 2024.
I'm sorry, I don't know who that is.
Trumpy.
Yeah, he's
Donald.
Not in my mental space. See, negative energy, keep that shit away. No, first of all, the man announced the shit early as fuck, okay? It's 2022. Like, what? Bro. Who the fuck is running against him is who the fuck I would know. I don't give a shit.
Kanye.
Oh, Lord Jesus. The world has gone to shit. Biden can't go again. The man is going to be 86 if he fucking runs it and wins again. He's literally the oldest president we have. The man is old as dirt. Trump is a fucking racist ass. What the fuck? Trump Kanye has lost all
Trump
his fucking
is
marbles.
A lot of things, but he's a good businessman.
Businessman, president, not the same. This nigga, you have... The problem that I have with Trump, and I feel like I've had this conversation with a lot of people before. Prior to Trump running for president, you realize a lot of black people fucked with him. Whether it be on Twitter, like... My boyfriend followed him on Twitter prior mm-hmm. to him running for president. He wasn't tweeting no big wild shit about fucking Mexicans and Hispanics and blacks and drug dealers. And you know what I'm saying? He wasn't doing this. So it makes me feel like for all these years of your life, this is who you really were behind the scenes. Like, I hate to say it, but I do feel like a strong percentage of white people are closet racist until the time comes where they have to be basically pushed into a corner with, do you agree with this? Do you agree with that? And the nigga chose the racist side.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I don't know what's going to happen after I say this, but I'm going to say it, okay?
I'm nervous. Wait.
Trump is a nigga.
He's just white. Not a nigga.
He is a nigga. No, let me tell you something. Yes,
and
he is.
No.
I'm going to tell you why. He's ignorant.
So
ignorant in the sense of not knowing. And the people that follow him are niggas. And ignorant because they don't fucking know what they don't know. This is where shit gets crossed. The country expects for Trump to know shit that he doesn't fucking know. Trump is a rich white boy that grew up with a rich white family mm-hmm. that never knew struggle. Mm-hmm. None of that shit. He ain't never seen poverty. He barely had black fucking friends. So he doesn't even know a goddamn thing about our culture or what it is to be black.
But that's
or have issues. Hold up. He gets rich. He makes all this money. He's smart as fuck. He filed bankruptcy. He does all this shit several times. He says, fuck it. Just for the fuck up, because I can, I'm going to run for president. Just to see what the fuck happened. He didn't think he was going to win. He was just doing it because he could.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He had the fucking money to do it. And then he won.
Yeah, nigga like, oh, shit. Now I got to.
So now he's like, whoa, fuck. So now, shit, I got to be the pro. I got to figure out how to do this shit, right?
Yeah.
Not realizing that he doesn't have the team to educate him mm-hmm. to be the president that he needs to be. He's fucking ignorant. Period.
My thing is, ignorance is bliss. Until you become the fucking president of the United States of America, then it becomes educate yourself.
He's not a president.
But, no, he's was. Not. I'm saying.
Listen,
when
Trump is not a politician.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is, when you become somebody in this position, once you made it clear that you don't care to learn, you don't care to educate yourself, at that point, you're exactly what people think you are. Which is why I could never respect him. I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't give a fuck about respect him either.
I don't give a fuck about respect.
But I'm saying, like, if you feel a certain way because you're ignorant
to me. And all them niggas that was on the Capitol and all that shit, them some ignorant ass niggas too.
Man.
Black is not, listen, nigga is not a color.
No, it's nigga is not a color. It's definitely, it's
and
like,
I know
it's
a lot of white niggas.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Period.
I just think that.
I know more white niggas than black niggas, if you want to be technical.
I just, no bullshit. I just think that, honestly, y'all, we really need to pay attention to, one, politics. Like, if y'all not into politics, educate yourselves as much as you can to, you know, to see what's going on right now.
The Republicans won the House.
Exactly. But the Democrats have the Senate. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, educate yourselves into the little things that are happening. Because these little things, a lot of times people don't know that the president really doesn't have any fucking leeway. He doesn't really make any real fucking decisions.
At all.
He is literally a liaison between these foreign nations. And because Trump was a fucking liaison between these nations and said the most ignorant shit ever, I was honestly scared that we were going to be in a fucking missile fucking war or some
shit. We wouldn't have been in a missile war under Trump. We'll be in one under Biden before under Trump.
You think so?
I know so.
Honestly,
we'll be in a missile war. Trump is a crooked nigga businessman, okay? And I'm not agreeing with how he did shit, but he did what needed to be done, so sure shit wouldn't happen under his will. We wouldn't have went to war or none of that shit under Trump hand. He was doing backdoor deals, all kind of shit with them. But it wasn't political deals. No. It was business deals. And that's the difference. Right? And he's done wrong. I don't even know how it's possible for him to run. The man got impeached. All this shit. I don't even know how he can run again. I don't even know legally if he can do that. But he said he's running. Right. I'm telling you, he ain't go to jail. Anybody else, Obama would have been right. Under the jail, maybe.
Obama would have been in fucking Rikers, okay?
Yeah, like, he would have been under the jail.
Fucking Rikers and saying, make yourself comfortable, nigga.
But that privilege, and that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day, but white people are fucking privileged. I don't care how you feel about it. I don't care. It just is what it is. I don't have a problem with white people. I have white friends. But some of the shit that they say and do, I say, hey, there go that pee. Mm-hmm. There it go. No, it's hot. No. That's a thing. Yeah. You know? And it's just that we're raised like that. They don't know what they don't know. And I think that it's up to us when we do have interracial friends mm-hmm. to teach them about our culture. As I am one that wants to learn. I want to learn Spanish. I want to learn why y'all celebrate that holiday. I want to know why Asians like this. Mm-hmm. Out of all of my friends, I have a lot of friends. I was in the Navy. So my friends are from all ethnicities, okay? And I ask questions because I don't know. And I don't want to be the ignorant black girl in the room.
You ask questions. You want to
You know, if I come no around difference. Your family, I want to know. You know, I want to do things right. I want to respect where you're from. I want to respect what you believe. Mm-hmm. But I demand that same shit around me in my presence. I don't give a fuck what your color is or what your ethnicity is. You're going to learn what I got going on, if you want to be around me. So I think that that's just the situation with Trump. And he just got a lot of money so he could do a lot of shit. I mean, the man is fucked up.
Well, one thing I know that we do not need to let happen is let this man run for fucking president again.
Honey, the hiccups and the knucklebucks, they gonna come out, baby. They gonna come out. He should have been in jail. I don't know why Trump is not in jail.
How the hell does this man get away with all this shit?
I don't know. I don't know how he's getting away with it. It's the weirdest shit ever.
I don't want to talk about his orange ass.
Then, no, I got to talk about this.
Oh, God, please.
Then he said he's going to try to get Congress to pass a law that drug dealers get the death penalty. Did you see that shit?
I saw that shit. They ain't letting that shit go. They might.
So what are we going to give the pharmaceutical companies that are out here killing people, making fucking millions?
It's different.
It ain't different. No, it's the same shit. Them niggas different. Dealing drugs. Them the biggest drug dealers in the world.
They are a corporation. They are a gang corporation. That's their gang right there. They're never, ever, ever going to go to jail.
Listen, to all my drug dealers out there, get a fucking corporation.
Nah, for real. Open up a fucking straight dispensary.
Up. That's crazy.
No, like dead ass.
That's not a I understand, you know, drugs kill people. Drugs kill people. Drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So whether it's illegal substance, narcotic, or pharmaceutical, drugs fucking kill people.
I just want y'all to pay attention to that underlying message.
Yeah.
That he's also giving out with the drug dealer's death penalty notion.
What is it?
A lot of drug dealers are black, are Hispanic, are of a minority background. He knows what the fuck he's doing. The man is a fucking racist. He doesn't want He doesn't want black people here. He wants to make America white again, y'all. There's no way that this man is ignorant.
The motherfucker stole it.
White
people stole America. It doesn't belong to you. You stole it. America isn't yours. And then you stole it. You didn't know what to do with it. So you went and got another race of people, stole them, and brought them over here. Put them in whips and chains to figure it the fuck out. Are you kidding me? White America does not belong to y'all. Shit, I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of it. But no, white, this privilege, this motherfucking privilege. I'm over it.
All jokes aside, I said this a few times that we are.
Time repeats itself. Time definitely always say that.
Time definitely repeats itself. No, but we, like my sister said, have to educate all of our privileged friends that are raising these privileged kids who are one day going to be
adults.
The politicians of America, who are going to either continue that systemic racism or halt it. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit starts now. Are the kids that Gen Z is having, we have to raise these kids right because they are going to be our leaders.
Gen Z, y'all are fucked up. Y'all generation is fucked up.
But you know,
a little.
But here's the thing. We are a little fucked up.
Y'all are a lot fucked up.
We a little fucked up. We ain't that bad.
We ain't that doing bad. Fucking around with them, man. the shit.
I have nothing to say. I feel like me and my group of friends, you know what I'm saying, the people who I associate myself with.
I feel like we can
carry the United States of America on our backs, just us. But that's how I feel. We can do it.
I'm over the privilege. And I'm going to just leave that like that. Don't come around me with that privilege ass shit. I'm going to let you know. If you look at your history, don't come around me with that. I'm going to hurt your feelings. You come around me, and I am not racist. I love all people. All sexualities.
Black people also
come one, come all, right? I love everyone. But don't come around me with that privilege ass shit. You better have that shit together. Because I'm going to get you all the way in line with your white ass. And you won't feel privileged after dinner with me. I can guarantee you that. Keep it cute.
Keep that shit on mute.
Yeah. Next. Listen, what is up with the young dudes coming at the old heads? Michael Jordan's son, Marcus Jordan, is dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Is Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan still beefing?
Oh, they was beefing?
I thought so.
Oh, I know.
You know there. Larsa Pippen is bad built, and the outfit that she was spotted out in with Marcus did not give what it was supposed to give. But how old is she? She's definitely like late 40s. She has to be in her 40s. Somewhere in her 40s. We can look that shit up right now, actually.
Have your ass out, like.
Her don't give a shit about her, but I think that Marcus is just proving a point. And I can't be
so
mad at him.
So you don't think he like her for real?
Fuck no. He seen her face. Let me see. Oh, she's 48, y'all. She's 48 years old.
And how old is he? She 48. She ain't that old. She's still young.
Well, she making her face look old. He's 31. They're not that fucking far apart from each other. But it's a gap. It's definitely
her 48-year-old ass in this motherfucking outfit.
Somebody in her...
She got a body, but I just feel like when you're at a certain age...
Where are your friends?
You should be appropriate.
Where are your friends?
Not that you can't be sexy and all that. No, you could be all be of that.
And the thing is, I don't...
But like her ass crack is out.
It's because the outfit wasn't giving what it was supposed to give. It wasn't even supposed to show ass crack.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to show her ass crack.
It wasn't giving.
It was fitted improperly.
Honey, let's do this better next time. And I don't see any problem with him popping out with her because one, you're making headlines. Obviously, I feel like it's for a bigger thing. That's some PR shit. Like she's trying to stay relevant. But I have heard that they have been hanging out for a while. So it's either some really deep PR shit that they're just floating around with, or there's no way he really likes her. It's some PR shit.
He might really like her, Alex. He might really like her.
I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say.
Are we here for them or not? I don't know. I don't know her. I don't. What do she do? I don't even know what she do.
She don't do shit.
Okay.
She don't do.
What do he do?
It's Michael Jordan's son. He don't got to do shit for the rest of his life.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess when you got it like that, you fucking got it like
that. That's that privilege, huh?
That's their privilege, shit. Yeah, that's privilege. Shit, I didn't know if they had businesses or something, or what the hell.
I mean, maybe they do. You know, they all have some type of some shit going on, but who knows? After that Kardashian massacre, I honestly haven't heard shit from her other than him, her dating him, or being out with
what
him.
What happened with the Kardashian massacre with her?
The same shit with Tristan?
What happened with Tristan?
It was some shit with Larsa. It was like some Larsa and Tristan, like, shit, too. That's why
they
started.
Oh, she one of them.
Yes, sir.
She liked the black boy.
Yes.
She was like Scottie Pippen. She's like the Kardashian clan.
She was with Scottie Pippen. Then she's Scottie Pippen's twin, Future. Then fucking.
She was with Future.
Come on, Taki. Where you been? Yes, it was a whole thing. Future put it in a song. I just fucked your bitch and some Gucci flip flops.
Oh, he talking about her?
Yes. Fucking embarrassing. I mean, it was a nice song. I really like the song. But, yeah, she knows what the fuck she's doing. That's why I said this is some PR shit. There's no way.
Oh, yeah, she one of them.
There's no way.
I wouldn't even have put her on my list if I knew she was one of them. She's trash.
But she's making headlines. That's the point.
She's still trash.
She's trying to be relevant.
She's dressed up trash can.
And you have to...
That's what I call women like her. Hot ass mess.
You just have to be aware of, like, bitches that
hot
just pop
trash.
Out out of nowhere.
You know how bad hot trash stinks?
That shit bad.
Yes, and that's what she is.
Bad.
That's how I feel about it. I didn't know all of that. Girl, whatever. Next. So my boy, NBA Youngboy popped his shit, okay? I don't know what he was talking about. I'm just happy to see him happy.
He looked good,
and I'm
too.
Happy to see him looking good.
He looked good.
And not high.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. I'm just happy to see him just in a good place. He deserves it. He's been through a lot.
Who the fuck
I love
NBA
about? Youngboy, y'all. I love him. So, I don't give a fuck. He can't do no wrong in my
was
house.
Was he talking about Future? Because only person
why
I know
he be
who
talking about Future?
Publicly sold their masters was Future. The only person who's been in the news that I've heard of that has sold their catalog was Future.
Why would he do that?
Who the fuck knows? I don't know. I feel like I have this debate with somebody. I feel like Future has really nice songs, but somebody was like, nah, Future has songs that are trendy or something. I was like, no, I don't think that at all. I think I would listen to Future when I'm fucking 50 years old.
I'm not listening to Future at 50 years old.
Maybe that's that Gen Z shit that I guess they were all.
Yeah, that's that Gen Z shit. I'm not 50. Future talking about Percocets and fucking bitches and Gucci flip flops at 50 years old.
That's some catchy ass shit. That honestly, when I was at Howard, that was like the playlist for literally the whole time.
Y'all are young.
Yeah, and that shit transcends. I guess not. But, yeah, so he's the only person I know who publicly sold their catalog. So, I don't know. Maybe he's talking about Future.
But he did that a while ago.
He didn't do it that long ago. Maybe it's been maybe like a month and a half, maybe 2 months. But I don't know. Why would he be talking about Future, you know?
That's weird. Why would you be talking about Future? I don't know who he was talking to, but he was definitely talking about somebody.
Like, I don't think I ever seen him, like...
But I don't think that was smart for him to sell his masters. Like, you don't do that. His kids will never make money off of his music.
Maybe that's the point. You know, a lot of parents be like, get that tough love shit. Like, you didn't work for that shit, so you can't live off me. I don't know if that was his
endgame. Says Future.
I know, I'm saying, I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Or if that was the goal, but maybe he was down bad. Maybe he needed some money. You never...
He might have been down bad. He might have needed some coins.
You know,
that's what I think.
Also, sorry, he just bought a house, so maybe... I don't know. I feel like
he might have needed some coins. Future needed that bag.
I'm pretty sure he needed some moolah.
Yeah, I can see
that's
that.
What
he's
why
that
else
thing.
Would you sell your fucking masters?
Yeah, why else would you sell your masters?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So, Brashear Gray.
Who the fuck is that?
Hakeem.
The, from fucking Empire?
Yeah.
That nigga is psycho, okay?
I don't know what happened to him. Like, after Empire, it's like, it just, I don't know.
He reminds me of a child star.
Like, he lost his mind or something. Like, he just went into it. And I really do think maybe losing that show maybe slipped him into a deep depression.
With Jussie Smollett and his name?
That's what I'm saying. They like, they needed a reason to stay relevant. And they just lost it.
And bad.
I loved Hakeem. I loved the whole cast of that show.
I stopped watching it after like season two.
That once Jesse did that shit, lied and got the boys to beat him up and do, what are you doing?
But the thing is, if he wanted to prove a point, take it to a certain extent. But like, you took it to the farthest.
No, he paid. Nobody beat him up. It was not a gay bashing at all. You went out, found some boys to beat you up. To make it seem like it was this gay thing.
I never understood why. Until this day, he still denies it.
Yeah, so it's like, weird.
I don't understand what the motive was.
And poor Hakeem, he can't stay out of jail. His mugshots on. What is
so
going
I heard,
on?
I heard conflicting stories. I heard one story said that he got locked because
beating up his wife.
Yeah, because he had another domestic violence dispute, and another one said that he got locked up because he didn't report to his PO that he
violated. This one I read, the article that I read, allegedly he violated his probation by not telling his PO that he's had multiple run-ins with the police.
Right.
So she stepped him back. You know what I'm saying? So
either way.
When you have these opportunities, and then I think it's like maybe a mismanaging money issue and things start to hit, you might have got some things that you really shouldn't have gotten, and now you shit didn't pan out with the show, and you know, it's just, I just cannot believe the role that some of these actors have taken. What's the dude that was on what the fuck is his name? He played in Superfly. He going to jail for some shit. He played as one of the boys in the white.
In the what?
Remember, okay, you remember the movie Superfly?
I don't.
The new movie?
I don't.
With the boy, yeah, Google the movie Superfly.
It came out when?
It's an old movie. It came out a few years back. I can't think of the dude's name. They remade it. It had, shit. What the fuck is his name?
Kalen Walker.
Okay.
50 years?
Yeah. He was sentenced to 50 years.
Damn.
Like, he's a whole actor.
Damn.
And what was it for? I forgot what it was for.
Sexual assault. Authorities say he sexually assaulted aspiring models who he reached out to on social media and promised work opportunities.
And I don't know what the fuck was wrong with them because that nigga ain't working. I ain't seen him in shit since Superfly.
I don't even know this man.
He was in the movie Superfly. He did good in the movie. He played his role. But yeah, he gone.
Damn.
Like you just.
His life went like that.
Stupid. Over some pussy.
When will we learn?
I'm telling you. And then the one that was, he was in some heat at one time. The one he was in NWA. And he also was in Superfly as the boy's best friend.
The one from The Chi?
Did he play on The Chi? He played,
The dark skinned boy?
He played, what's his name? Eazy-E in NWA. Mm-hmm. He was in some hot water for some sexual assault shit and some shit. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Honestly, that shit. Just because somebody is famous, it don't stop their
demons.
Honestly, it makes that shit worse because you have way more females throwing themselves at you or making themselves known to you. So you just use your power for bad, and it's sad, but it's like this is what the fuck I be talking about when motherfuckers have to talk to their people. Like, see where your head's at. If you need to suggest therapy for them, suggest that shit before you see some crazy ass signs. Even your drugged out friends, like, help them.
What is it with all these young people on drugs? Let me tell you something. I don't give a shit how much fun we having. Don't you pull out no motherfucking cocaine with me. Don't you pull out no cocaine. Don't you pull out no nothing going in your nose. Nothing you finna shoot in your motherfucking veins. Don't you do that shit with me because I'm taking your ass straight to rehab.
I'm dropping you at the door. Take all your shit with you.
These young girls and young guys are snorting coke. It's like, and I get it, coke, when I came up, you know what I'm saying? Coke was a thing, right? But we weren't doing drugs at all. Yeah. It's like a hard drug. We weren't doing coke like now. Like these kids, they like snorting lines. Like yeah. I seen a video that was viral maybe about a month ago. A little girl, I don't even know where she got this shit from. They're in middle school. Goes into the bathroom. Yes.
I seen that shit.
Takes the shit out and snorts the line. Why do you know how to do that?
It must have been some type of. It was a pill that she was snorting.
Yeah, and that makes
it no better. I'm just saying, like, but it's.
It's okay. Like what? But this is like the thing. What is this? The boot?
It is
the shit that whatever's the boot that everybody putting in the weed and doing all that.
Let me tell you what it really is, Tekken. My generation, the 25, 24, 23. I feel like we got a mixture of playing outside and the beginnings of the internet. So we kind of have the best of both worlds. Some of us are still a little bit grounded. Some of us are susceptible to a lot of outside forces. And I feel like the ones that are susceptible to the outside forces are feeding the younger generation all these, like, basic, I don't want to say pipe, because it's like, it's not a pipe dream, it's drugs.
It is. It's drugs.
You're getting high.
Even these rappers and shit that talk about doing double cup. And the song Waukesha, for example, right, by Moneybagg Yo. I like Moneybagg Yo. But the song, he's talking about a narcotic.
Yeah, most of the songs out today are about narcotics.
He's talking about drinking a heavy drug.
That rappers are actually going
heavy.
To the hospital
for. Yeah. That's not like no light shit. That's like shooting crack.
Yeah, codeine is not.
Codeine is like shooting crack. It goes straight into the system. Like, I don't. What the fuck?
That shit is a trend. It's once people start doing it, and then once they see famous people doing it, and famous people making that shit look cool.
This Adderall and whatever the goddamn Xannies.
The Xans, the fentanyl, the perks, like all that shit is fucking sick. And I really need y'all to put them fucking pills down.
Perks.
Like dead ass. That shit is not cool by any means. That shit is literally gonna kill y'all. Do y'all wanna live
to
past
kill
20?
Yourself.
Y'all wanna live past 30? It's not even that.
Listen. My crowd don't do that shit. I mean, some of y'all might get high. I don't know what the hell you do, but right. My crowd is my age and probably older. I don't have a younger audience. So I'm just saying, right? What the fuck? Like, we came up, if our parents did drugs, we wanted to do everything not to be like
exactly.
That.
My mom smoked cigarettes when I grew up. I hated that shit.
Right?
You
might have been serving your mama the dope. You was trying to make some money to get yourself up out of there and get yourself into a better situation. These motherfuckers now.
Yeah.
They ain't even making money off of it. They using it.
Yeah.
They ain't even trying to get no bag. You know, we trying to get to the bag back when I motherfuckers trying to get rich. They ain't even trying to get to the bag.
They just want to take that shit for themselves.
They're like, breaking into pharmacies and all kind of shit just to get high. They ain't breaking into to get it to sell it. They want to get it and use it.
That shit's actually really sad.
That is crackhead activity.
It is, but what's the obviously the root of the problem is the culture that we are in right now. There are. And you know what pisses me off a lot too? Like, you hear rappers talk about all this shit that they do.
I don't want you to be out the front.
You hear rappers talk about all this shit that they do, allegedly, just to find out that these rappers aren't living the lives that
they
rap about.
Do it.
And
they
then
don't
the
do
kids
it.
And the people who listen to their music are acting on the shit that they hear, thinking this is, oh man, my favorite rapper doing this
they
shit.
They don't do it.
Pulling all these moves, hitting all these licks, smoking all this shit. They not even doing that shit in real life. They're just rapping about it. And you can't stand up on your own 2 feet, so you just don't fucking realize that this is a fucking act. They're acting. It's not real. I could probably name you 5 rappers that I think are really about that life. And 4 of them are dead. Actually, rest in peace to Dolph. It's the year anniversary of his death today. He's my favorite rapper.
I like Dolph. Rest in peace, Dolph.
But yeah, no, that shit is actually really sad. A lot of motherfuckers is not living how they claim they're living, and kids are feeding onto that shit and like acting it out for them. So maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we can get to our youth, you know, as many ways as possible that, you know, help them out some, because it's a little fucking discouraging, like seeing all this shit, like. It heightens a lot of this fucking, and I really hate to say it, the fucking school shootings, the fucking outbursts, all that shit. Like, when drugs are involved, that shit is heightened. When fucking your mental state isn't there and you hop onto drugs, that shit is heightened times 10.
It is. It's not until you come down off the high.
And a lot of people,
so don't do drugs. We need to just come back with simple shit. But who, if somebody, I wanted to give me some drugs t-shirts. The old school
the
ones.
The Dare?
Mm-hmm. Dare. Whatever they call them.
What is that for? Drugs are something?
Maybe not.
I think I made
that
up.
Just don't do drugs.
Okay. If you do drugs, just smoke a little weed. Every once in a while.
Well, I don't consider not weed a much. Drug, though.
I mean, it's definitely a drug. At one point, I was like...
Well, weed is a drug, then so is alcohol. Because they're both mind altering.
Anything that alters your body is a drug. Food is a drug. But I'm saying, like, anything done in moderation is okay. When you abuse shit, when you abuse weed, when you abuse alcohol, that's when it becomes a problem. Like, shit is okay in moderation. Though. Fentanyl is not okay in moderation. Percocets are not okay in moderation. Crack is not okay in moderation. I just want to spell this shit out for y'all. Cocaine is not okay in moderation.
None of that shit. If you out with me some motherfucking way and you pull out some cocaine, we gonna have a serious come to Jesus meeting.
All over the fucking place. I don't give a shit. Your fucking high is blown. Oh well. Smoke some hookah.
I'm telling you, I can't imagine being out with nobody and they pull out no coke. Oh, what the hell you finna do that?
Man, I remember the first time I seen some coke at a party. That shit was fucking mind-blowing. I think I was like, what, 14?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I went to the bathroom. I went downstairs to go to it was almost a big ass house. I ain't gonna say whose house it was because a lot of motherfuckers gonna know what I'm talking about. But we was at this big ass house and I went downstairs to use the bathroom and it was lions on the table. And I'm looking around. I'm like, do y'all know this shit is right here? Niggas is hopping over, sitting down by the fucking snort some lions. I said, I need to get the fuck out of here. I peed and I went upstairs. I said, this is not my steez. I don't wanna be around this shit. I don't even wanna see that shit happening. That shit is a little too much for me. Like, I can take, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ever watch Vice? You know what I'm saying? You see people, like, doing some crazy shit on Vice. Like, I can see that shit on TV and stuff. I can't see that shit in person.
Yeah, I can't watch it.
I cringe a little bit. Like, it's just like, why? Why? No, it's not what it's for.
I am the coke seller, not user. I'm not motherfucking using no drugs.
She's also not selling any drugs for educational purposes.
But I'm just saying. Right? If I'm doing anything with coke, it's going to be safe. It's definitely not going to my nose.
Say no to drugs.
Okay?
All types.
Don't do drugs. Last but not least, we're going to close the show out with the 2022 Grammy nominations.
You want to say it with me?
What? What are we about to say?
No Grammy for Granny. The Barbs, I don't give a shit. No Grammy for Granny.
Oh, you feel some type of way about that?
I feel like she's a fucking child. I feel like she's a child. I feel like you are old as shit and you need to be uplifting the rappers that are coming after you, the female rappers. I feel like if a rapper doesn't fuck with who she don't fuck with, it's a problem. And that's some childish ass shit. Like, I've had friends in high school where you were friends with a bitch I don't like. I'm not gonna not be friends with you because you're friends with somebody I don't fuck with. As long as you're not telling my business to that bitch, mm-hmm. as long as shit not getting crossed between us, there's no problem. Yeah. But when you're 50, 60 years old.
Sorry, no. She's not 50.
She act like you.
But this is what I will say about this. Does Nicki deserve a Grammy? Fuck you.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Not this year, though.
She deserves several. She should have. She's been shitted on by this Grammy Association for a
long
time.
I don't know why, though. For years.
You know what I'm saying? And
something
and
she did.
I don't know what she did, right? I don't know how the politics with that work, okay? But I do believe that she does deserve more than one. She's been shitted out of some for quite a while. Now, with that being said, her behavior has been utterly disgusting. Mm-hmm. All right? She should... and I'm not, because I like Nikki. So it really did bother me to see kind of how she has acted in the past few months. I didn't expect that from her.
You
know what I'm saying? No, because
she's always acting like that, though.
No, she acts... But she's earned the right to talk her shit.
Yeah, talking
shit.
Now,
Nikki talks
shit.
Don't tear people down. That has happened as of recently. I've seen her doing that a lot recently. Any shit that she's talked before, she earned the right to talk her shit. Just like Lil' Kim could talk her motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kim will always be the queen. That's the only rapper that I say queen. Nicki Minaj, I love you to death, but it'll never be another Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim is the fucking queen of this shit. You know what I'm saying? She broke down the door so that you're able to do what it is that you're doing. Now, what I think is happening is Nikki gets it now. Mm. Nikki gets what Kim felt like.
Mm.
She gets it now. She gets it now. And you have to grow old gracefully. Nikki ain't got this... She don't have nothing else to prove. And I think that a part of her feel like she does. But she doesn't. She's done it. Like, she is the highest selling female rapper to date.
She wants a Grammy, though.
You know what I'm saying? And I get wanting a Grammy because you feel like that's the highest accolade. Mm. And they haven't given it to you for whatever reason. But you, baby, you've superseded what you ever thought, I'm sure you ever thought you could
exactly.
do. I love you. I appreciate your contribution to black women, to black culture. You did it with class. You did it sexy as fuck. You did it with confidence. And talk your shit. But when you start putting other people down, it's a problem. I think she lost me. Nikki lost me originally when she spoke on Cardi B's Child a few years back. So that kind of threw me for a loop. You and her could beef, talk your shit. Okay, it's entertainment, whatever, right? Then you spoke on her child. So, and it was like this big deal. Everybody was like, Cardi B, ratchet, this, then, the third. No, Cardi B is a fucking mama.
Yeah.
And then Nikki became a mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A few years later. So it was like, I think that she got it.
She don't.
Right?
She don't give a fuck about anything Cardi's
on. I wish that she would have maybe extended Cardi an apology. And I love me some Cardi B. I love me some Meg. I love all the girls. And I wish that it would be more powerful for Nicki and Cardi to bury this hatchet and
Hell
do
yeah.
a fucking song together.
Hell yeah. Again.
Than it would ever be. They didn't do Motorsport together.
I mean, they were on the song.
The Migos
together.
Put that shit to get pieced and chopped and screwed at
yeah.
and made that happen.
Yeah.
So they didn't do that in unison, you know? So I would just love to see these ladies do something together. I feel like it would be such a powerful move. I feel like it would be such a powerful statement, not just for women, but for black women, for women of color. Okay.
I agree, but also
I don't think that it'll ever happen.
Stand on that shit.
But
that's how you
feel. I
feel stand
like
on that shit.
It would be great. I think that it saddens me to see her act this way.
I honestly,
it does. It's a little disgusting.
No, I
it's,
totally
it's
agree.
A little disgusting to see her carry on the back and forth with Lotto. I'm just like, Nikki, like, what are you doing? You know
that
what I'm saying? Like,
younger than me.
It just, it
just
threw
half
me.
Half her age, literally, like, she's tripping out.
I just was so like, is she really doing this? Like, she really in her feelings. Like,
but she didn't
have to do any of that, you know?
But that's, like you said, I feel like, honestly, I feel the same. I feel like Nikki doesn't have anything to prove, but I feel like she is still probably battling with herself more than people think that she has to prove. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, when shit not going the way that you envision shit going.
I think she should put it in the music. She's a different Nicki. You're not the same. You've been through so many stages as an artist, Nick.
Yeah.
And people have rocked with you through all of them, right? Because you went through that bubblegum stage with all that pop shit, and I ain't like none of it. But I still rock with you. I bought all that shit. I love you. So now you are a more mature woman. And you're a mom, and you're a wife, and you're battling. You might be dealing with some things. You know, the new girls is coming in. You're getting older. You feeling some type of way. Talk about that shit, because I'm your audience. You know what I'm saying? I'm your demographic, because I feel like that shit every day. The new girls are coming in. We getting older. Bitch, you motherfuckers, look like, bitch. You know, your body changing. You know, talk about that shit, like, put it in the music. We need that from you. The fans that grew with you, we need that from you. We need to hear that hot shit. Talk that shit, like, we need Nick back. Like, fuck all this back and forth. Like, I am utterly, and I'm not a Barb, you know, but I am a fan. Mm. And it's just disgusting. Yeah. You know, I'm like, Nick, what the hell? I woke up, it was so many tweets and so much shit. I'm like, I'm not on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? But I do follow certain entertainment outlets because of what I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you, like, this is crazy. You know, like, you don't even have to do this. You don't have to do what you did. And you did all of that to turn around and not be nominated. Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like, all of that for what? For what? But I do think that it is a fucking slap in the face.
Hell yeah.
To her. And this is no shade, because I like the girl Glorilla. I like all the new girls.
Oh, Glorilla's having a Cardi B.
I love 6 months. Glorilla.
6 months.
And she got a Grammy.
And nominated for a fucking Grammy.
Nominated for a Grammy.
Nah, she going up. She going up. Excuse me. Also, congratulations to Lotto. I fucking love Lotto.
I like Lotto. I like all the girls. I think that the girls coming up, I think that they're dope as fuck. I like it. They're all different. They all bring something different to the table. I like the girls.
They're all different sounds, too. I feel
I like the girls.
It wasn't any diversity with female rappers. It was just Nicki. And then it was Nicki for a long ass time. Yeah. And then Cardi came along. And then it was Nicki and Cardi. And then now we have a plethora of female rappers.
Yeah, I love it. I love to see the girls prospering. It's dope to see women in the rap game doing it. Like, we needed it. Hip hop definitely needed it. I think it's dope, you know.
But not to get too much off of the rap girls. The snubbing of the Grammys for Ari and Summer Walker. Now, Ari Lennox, fucking love her voice, fucking love her music. Summer Walker, that's my bitch.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I love both of these ladies. I could see Ari maybe not getting one, but Summer, but y'all got Summer fucked up.
Don't understand.
Come on now, Grim. Y'all got Summer fucked up.
That I don't get. Ari Lennox still really getting into her career, but.
That shit.
I don't understand.
With her scared of being in front of people ass and her all that attention shit that she talk about, which I don't understand because she used to be a stripper. So how the hell is she scared to perform in front of people? It's the most craziest shit in front of me. But anyway. The girl is talented. Don't take away from her damn talent. And I love her music.
Honestly, at this point,
I actually like her.
I don't think that the people who I don't know
why is the Grammy such a big thing with black music? That's my thing. Like, why? What is it about?
There is no other musical. I mean, you have it.
Well, we need to fucking create it. We need to create it. Black people need to create our own Grammys. Like. Because I feel like everybody gets so upset when they don't get this award. But I need people to understand that that doesn't make you any less great. You have a lot of amazing artists that get overlooked when it comes to, like, Grammys. Like, I get it. It's the highest musical accolade that you could get, right? But, for example, you have somebody like Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? Who will probably, at this point, who knows if she will ever get a Grammy, right? They'll be wondering if she will ever get one. She doesn't have really a whole lot of new music out. She doesn't have a new album out. And we don't know if she's releasing one. I hope that she is. But we don't know if she'll get a Grammy for that, right? So that doesn't take away from her talent and what she has contributed to the culture. For sure. I hate that this Grammys is such a big deal.
Maybe next year.
That's fucked up.
Next year.
And my girl Summer Walker definitely.
Yeah, y'all got Summer Walker fucked up Grammy people.
Should have got one.
But like you said,
we need to scratch whoever's doing this shit. Scratch it.
Who is
we the people need to fucking vote.
The Academy.
The Grammys. Like, who's the Grammy? It shouldn't even be an Academy. It should be something online for you to go to and the people, let the motherfucker people vote.
Yeah, that's like...
Because we buy the music. Like we should be determining that. Award, yeah.
That's different.
Why? Who's the Academy? Who's the Grammy Academy that runs the Grammys?
But when it comes to shit like that, though, like, of course... I mean, fan bases and shit. Like, Nicki's fan base is fucking
God-hard. Yeah, I don't know. That's my fucking Barbies and them goddamn beehive, baby. Them ain't nothing to play with. They probably gonna eat my ass up on here.
But
that's okay. I said what I said.
And I'm standing on that shit.
And I stand on that shit.
Thank you.
Have a good night. So, yeah, I don't know. We need to scrap. It's the Grammys just need to listen. We the people. I feel like that about politics and I feel like that about the goddamn Grammys.
One and the same. We should just put the Grammys and the fucking pop.
Yes. We the people. Okay? We the people. So that concludes tonight's show.
What a great show.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. Yes, we had a great show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. What's your social media handles, Little Joint?
So the people can follow you. I'm just kidding. It's _ Alexandra, but _ Alexandra.
All right, that's her Instagram, Alexandra.
She's going to bring me back in here because I want to come back.
Private. Yeah, she can come back whenever.
I am private. I'm not taking that shit off. I don't want y'all to follow me.
I'm not private. Follow me at Touched by Ty Hair Co. Okay? My personal page is at Mixed with Love, but don't follow me on that. Okay? Follow me on my business page.
Yeah.
Follow me on at Talks with Ty for this show, okay? That's my Talks with Ty page. And then follow me and my mother's show at My Mommy and Me KT.
Yes, please,
Instagram.
Y'all. It's the funniest mother-daughter duo y'all will ever fucking encounter, okay? Also, just to end the show on a great note, this is like my first podcast on camera.
Really?
And I actually...
This is your first video podcast?
It is. When I had my podcast, I did not want to do camera.
Oh, that's the only way
so
to do it.
Fucking weird, but I feel
why?
And only my sister could do some shit like this, and I would feel okay with it. So,
oh well, we did something positive today. I wasn't here Tuesday for Talks with Ty Tuesdays. I will be back next Tuesday. But check out this final clip. It's going to be a positive message. Until then, Touch My Ty Hair Co. out. Talks with Ty out. I will see you guys next week. Peace.